You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, it's the culinary arts, and joining me is local writer and food expert and host of The In Crowd, heard every Sunday afternoon here on 89.1 WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa Berry. It's always a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Also gathered at the table is the owner. I feel like I'm announcing a baseball team coming up to bat.
What's his walk-up music?
That's right. The owner and manager of the recently expanded Cella's restaurant in Ann Arbor. The owner is Adrian Idarola. And also with him is a restaurant manager, Enrique Aquino. Welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting us to be here with you guys today.
Congratulations on opening your second location in downtown Ann Arbor. How's it going?
We are amazingly excited for what's coming. A little nervous, of course.
My former job was at M Live, where we went around and tasted tacos all over the state and ended up saying that you guys had one of the very best tacos in Michigan. So there's one extra place where people can pick those up, right?
Absolutely. And that was one of the main reasons for us coming to downtown Ann Arbor, because there was a demographic portion of the population of Ann Arbor that we hadn't quite reached, the student population, and now we are able to do that, and we're thrilled to be able to bring this to that sort of crowd.
So we should probably mention where this restaurant is. If people remember where the old Jerusalem Garden was, kind of on the other side of the parking lot from the Ann Arbor District Library on 5th. It's in that small little building, and you've painted it and done a lot of repairs in it. I understand that actually those repairs were quite a bit more than you originally anticipated when you took this project on. You want to tell us a little bit about how long it took to get to this point?
Yeah, I'm going to get Adrian on talking about this, because honestly, I want to cry every time I think about it.
Oh, no.
And not only in the bad way, you know.
It was a labor of love. When we signed the lease and started looking at the condition of the building, my wife and I looked at each other and we said, what did we get ourselves into? As many projects, it just takes longer and more money, and that's all it takes, time and money. And this one was a little bit more than what we had anticipated. But nonetheless, from day one, we were really, really excited about the possible outcome, which is what we have today. And all that effort and all those hours upon hours of contractors, permits, inspections have come to fruition, and we are thrilled. So it's like having a baby that you have long awaited. Yes, you go through the labor pains and all of that, but the joy of being able to bring this to the community is just incredible. I mean, we are like on cloud nine. We are thrilled about having finally a restaurant downtown, and it's wonderful.
Let's talk about the food, too. Cella's is known as Mexican street food. What does that mean?
The concept of street food has been around for forever, since people started eating on the go. It was there before fast food. We thought that it would be a wonderful thing to bring to the streets of Ann Arbor. Unfortunately, there are all kinds of regulations that don't enable to go full concept. The concept of street food will be able to be developed in an area now where we are, because it has a patio and it has a deck, and so we're going to be able to bring that into the streets. So we are very, very excited about the very near future of being able to take this one step further.
So we talked about the tacos. Tell me about the other items that you have on your menu. And are there any things that will be unique to this location?
One thing that is going to be unique, and honestly, you know, it is hard to make, are the tamales. Mm-hmm. The way that the businesses are moving with the food is going like to the easier way, to the faster way, you know, it loses that homemade feeling, homemade taste.
So this is more like a slow food version of it then?
Exactly.
Okay.
It is, don't get me wrong, it is it's quick serve, mm-hmm, but the food itself takes a longer process. Okay. Same thing with our rice, same thing with our beans. Mm-hmm. Our tacos are, it's a process of the pre-cooking and, mm-hmm, and the heating after all. Our burritos, our quesadillas, even our soups for the wintertime, mm-hmm, you know, or specials and all that stuff, are unique. Takes long and lots of love to make these kind of dishes. And I mean, all their cooks, everybody gets there early, and we have plenty of staff to make sure that stuff happens.
And Chela is somebody's grandmother?
No, Chela was my mother.
Your mother?
Okay. Yes, and she was an amazing cook that came from a prior generation. My great-grandmother used to cater for big weddings back in the day when there was no phones in the little pueblos in Mexico, so you would call somebody and they would come in and prepare the turkeys and the chickens and all of that. So that's where she comes from. The name Chela is a slang name for beer as well. It's the nickname for two female names, Graciela and Celia. And my mom's name was Celia. We decided that as a commemoration of her greatness in the kitchen, we would name the restaurant Chela's. And that was my wife Lori's idea. And when she put it on the table, I said, that's it. I mean, we don't need to look any further. And that's the name that stuck.
And I understand that you have another restaurant on the horizon, that you're a third one that you're planning on opening.
Yeah, the idea of the expansion to the city of Dexter,
mm-hmm.
that is on the plan. I think we have lots and more food to bring over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only having a place for like a full-size plate, a full-size or a full-service restaurant, mm-hmm. but also the offer of of drinks.
So you'll be able to have Chela's at Chela's.
A Chela's at Chela's. That's right. Chela's at Chela's. You know, we're really excited. And we know that's a lot of work. We know that's a lot of time and effort. We know that is a lot of resources to bring mm-hmm. in. But again, you know, I think the outcome and the people who we talk already are really excited.
That's great.
Which, you know, like Adrian said earlier, we have many customers that we get from Dexter on the west side, on the Maple location. That, you know, they've been asking us and telling us, hey, Dexter. So it is happening.
That is Enrique
Aquino.
Aquino. He's the restaurant manager for Chela's. We've also been joined by the owner, Adrian Idarola. Chela's existed on Maple. Now they've just expanded to downtown Ann Arbor and soon to be in Dexter. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a great pleasure to be here, and we look forward to having you again. And maybe at Dexter we'll do some tequila shots.
Sounds fun. All right.
Jessica Webster will hear you Sunday afternoon on the In Crowd here on 89.1 WEMU.
Have a great day.